the technology for remote proctoring, as I mentioned in my talk. There are various technologies that one can outsource, in the sense, if the university doesn't have the technology, they can ask another company to set up, let's say, a software which monitors when I'm doing my exam. So that's also a part of e-assessment, but it is not a part which is more to do with invigilation rather than anything to do with the students doing their exam. Mm-hmm. So, but at the OU, this is the various technologies landscape. So on one side, you have the systems that allow students to use for completing their essays, completing their assignments, and for tutors marking it. So that is one way you view assessment, e-assessment. The other way you view e-assessment is in terms of the proctoring tools. That is the tools which help in the invigilation. And then there is this, but the problem is not with these tools as such. The problem lies with how do you design assessment? Mm-hmm. Because in the last few years, there is a lot of problem with contract cheating. So if, let's say, I was given an assignment on a particular module, I could get somebody else to write it for me, and there are websites where I could put in a request, and within a couple of days, I could get an essay on it. They have people either doing it, or they have already pre-prepared essays, and they can sell it. Mm-hmm. And recently there was an incident at the OU which somebody was telling me, where two students got the essay from the same company and they were the same essays. Yeah. And the tutor thought that both of them have cheated, both the students have cheated. And she said to one of them that you've cheated from the other. The other said that I don't even know that lady, so how could I have cheated from her? So then they discovered that they had both bought the assignment and the essay from the same company. Mm-hmm. And they, by chance, it went to the same tutor. And therefore, the same tutor could identify that they had bought the essay. And when they challenged the girl, why did you do this cheating and this was wrong? She said that, why would it be wrong? Because she's paid for it. Mm-hmm. So she's not copied it from anybody. She's not taken it from the web, but she's paid for it. She found it hard to understand that when you pay for it, that is also wrong. Mm. It's not just copying from somebody. So I think the third problem with e-assessment is, so one is how to choose the right technology for your system, how to choose the online proctoring tool. Do you really need the proctoring tool? So that's the other issue. And the third issue is, how do you explain to students that this academic misconduct, what are the situations of academic misconduct? What does academic misconduct mean? Why is academic integrity required? You get my point, Nashwa?
Yes, yes. So-